It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 8th, 2018. Today is the birthday of Scottish author Kenneth Graham, born in Edinburgh in 1859. He is best known for writing the children's classic book, The Wind in the Willows. When he was barely a year old, his father accepted a position as the sheriff of Argyll, prompting the family to relocate. Shortly after Graham's fifth birthday, his mother died of scarlet fever after giving birth to another son. His father spiraled into alcoholism, losing the capacity to raise his four children. As a result, Graham and his siblings moved in with their grandmother. His father fought to overcome his drinking problem and regain custody of the children. After he had a significant relapse, however, the children returned to their grandmother's care permanently while their father moved to France. At the age of 9, Graham began attending St. Edward's in Oxford. He did well at school, achieving awards in Latin, theology, and rugby. Despite his intellectual capabilities, Graham lacked the money to study at Oxford. He took a job at the Bank of England in London, where he worked as a clerk. During his early years there, Graham became involved in local literary circles. He started out publishing essays in small publications and then branched out to put works in literary magazines, including the St. James Gazette, the National Observer, and the Yellow Book. Several of the essays he wrote were about a family of orphan children called the Olympians. In 1895, 18 of these short stories were published in a collection called The Golden Age. A second collection, Dream Days, appeared in 1898. Although little known today, both works were acclaimed at the time of their initial publication. In 1897, Graham met Elspeth Thompson. They married in 1899 and had a son named Alastair, who was born with disabilities, including blindness in one eye. When Alastair was young, his father invented bedtime stories about a toad to soothe him to sleep. Within a few years, Graham had written down his stories in letters to his son, adding the characters of mole, rat, and badger. He then compiled these stories into the book we know as The Wind in the Willows. After several rejections, the book was finally published in October 1908. While the critical reception was chilly, the book was a commercial success. A prominent fan of the book, U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt, asked to meet Graham during a 1910 visit to Oxford. Kenneth Graham's professional success did not carry over into his personal life. His marriage was unhappy, and his son grew increasingly troubled through his adolescence. In May of 1920, in his second year at Oxford, Alastair took a walk to the railway nearby. He was found dead on the tracks the following morning. Although official records describe the death as accidental, many signs pointed to suicide. Graham wrote very little following Alastair's death. In 1924, the Grahams moved near Oxford, where they lived out the remainder of their days. And Kenneth Graham died July 6, 1932. He was buried in the same grave as his son. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 8, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.